All right, we're taking a look at prostitution. And I know that from time to time, this comes up in various places, particularly when a state or a city is contemplating legalizing it right where you live, wherever you may live. And sometimes the conversation gets pretty heated. Indirect forms of prostitution. We're looking at right now some of the types of prostitution. We delved into direct forms of prostitution a little earlier. Now let's look at some of the indirect forms of prostitution. By the way, when it comes to direct prostitution, some other methods of solicitation can be through various media, including notice board and newspaper advertisements, sex worker catalogs, etc. Now, indirect forms of prostitution, bondage and discipline, lap dancing, massage parlor, traveling entertainers, beer girls, street vendors and traders, opportunistic prostitutes, femme libre, individual arrangements, swingers clubs, geisha, sex for drugs, beach boys, bumpsters and gigolos, and survival sex. We'll delve a little bit more deeply into some of the details of these categories, because I really just gave you the major categories: street, brothel, escort prostitutes. Those really are broader categories. We'll give you the breakdown of those a little later. But for now, let's start looking at some of the pros and the cons that are offered in the whole question of, should prostitution be legal? Now, where do you want to start? You want to start with the pros first, those who say yes, prostitution should be legal, or do you want to start with the cons first, those who say no, prostitution should not be legal? Okay, let's start with the cons first. Dr. Melissa Farley, a research and clinical psychologist and founder of the Prostitution Research and Education website, said this in 2016. The existence of prostitution anywhere is society's betrayal of women, especially those who are marginalized and vulnerable because of their sex, their ethnicity, their poverty, and their history of abuse and neglect. Prostitution is sexual harassment, sexual exploitation, often torture. Women in prostitution face a statistical probability of weekly rape, like domestic violence taken to the extreme. Weekly rape. The complicity of governments sustains prostitution. When the sex trade expands, women are less likely to compete with men for jobs. When prostitution is incorporated into states' economies, governments are relieved of the necessity of finding employment for women. Blood taxes are collected by the state as pimp and legal and decriminalized prostitution. Banks, airlines, internet providers, hotels, travel agencies, and all media are integral to the exploitation and abuse of women in prostitution tourism. They make huge profits and they're solidified as part of the economy. Let's look at a pro. They're saying yes, prostitution should be made legal. Amnesty International, May 26, 2016, in a policy paper titled Amnesty International Policy on State Obligations to Respect, Protect, and Fulfill the Human Rights of Sex Workers, made this comment. Amnesty International considers that to protect the rights of sex workers, it is necessary not only to repeal laws which criminalize the sale of sex, but also to repeal those which make the buying of sex from consenting adults or the organization of sex work, such as prohibitions on renting premises for sex work, a criminal offense. The fact that various aspects of sex work are treated as criminal conduct in many countries means that sex workers cannot rely on support or protection from the police. For many sex workers, reporting crimes experienced during the course of their work means putting themselves at risk of criminalization and or penalization on the basis of their involvement in sex work, seizure of their earnings, potential loss of their livelihood through related sanctions and or monitoring by the police to detect their clients. As a result, sex workers are frequently unable to seek redress for crimes committed against them, thereby offering impunity to perpetrators. In addition, the stigmatized and criminalized status that sex workers experience gives law enforcement officials in many countries the scope to harass, extort, and perpetrate physical and sexual violence against them, also with impunity. This is the law enforcement people perpetrating physical and sexual violence. When they're not threatened with criminalization or penalization, sex workers are better able to collaborate with law enforcement to identify perpetrators of violence and abuse, including human trafficking. What do you think so far? Would it be helpful? Would it be hurtful? When you look at the whole nine, should prostitution be made legal? Some of you may recall one of the articles that I reported about, I guess about eight to 10 months ago. And you all heard about it. If I'm not mistaken, it was on TV. Yeah, it was on TV. There was a law enforcement officer who had been regularly shaking down prostitutes and then offering to let them go free if they had sex with him. And this is while he was on duty, in uniform, in the squad car, making a deal. If you have sex with me, I won't lock you up. So while we're answering the question, should prostitution be legal? Should we also be addressing the question of how life can be made a little bit more tolerable, a little safer for people who do prostitute? I'm not saying or suggesting that prostitution is or is not wrong or right. I am saying maybe there's something to be said about creating a situation where people won't be just beat up, beat down, cut up, and I do mean literally cut up, should there be something put in place, should measures be taken to make life better for prostitutes? Because remember now, although there are a lot of prostitutes who prostitute themselves because they enjoy having the sex and getting paid, and as I've said before, as with a lot of other professions, so with prostitutes. There are a lot of prostitutes who prostitute themselves because they enjoy getting paid for doing what they enjoy doing. But there are a lot of people who are being prostituted and they want nothing to do with that type of work. What should we do? I'll be back in a few.